Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 1 through 7. Luke 2, the first 7 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus far the scripture reading. Hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Harvey and Herma de Kock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy yesterday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee that we and our children may be privileged insofar that it was possible to come up to thy house on this special day. Where the church of old had thought it profitable for the church to set a special day apart to commemorate the glorious and wonderful birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. And Lord, we do humbly beg of thee that it may be a profitable day and that it may be blessed. It is a wonder which our little human mind cannot comprehend, God manifest in the flesh, where thy dear son remained what he was and became what he was not, and that for a purpose so God glorifying and so soul saving. And to that end, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant in this day that light may shine upon the manger of Bethlehem, but also that thou will open our understanding and open our hearts, and that through the power of him who has come upon the earth, but now sitteth at thy right hand, that many sinners may be conquered. The prophet of old has said that he has no form nor comeliness and no beauty that we should desire him. And so it is with the natural heart, the same as it was in Bethlehem. There was no room for the child. And now, Lord, it is the work of the Blessed Spirit, which proceedeth from the Father and from the Son, to make room for that child, to uncover us to our deplorable and lost condition, to teach us what great sinners we are. Under thy wrath, oh, what a preaching it is, that thou wast not send fire and brimstone to destroy us, but that thou wast given thy dear Son to be born in such humble circumstances. And then the angel has declared that it is good tidings to all nations, to all people, through that child, then the white flag of peace may still be held before us. Lord, we humbly ask thee that through his power, that in this morning hour, that sinners, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, may be given to see their deplorable condition, that their life has been nothing of one of rejection of the dear Son of God. Lord, then we commend unto these souls living in Nazareth, travailing in birth, and who have indeed learned and learned more and more, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? That with all their working, with all their prayers, still no solution, and still such a guilty sinner before thee, but yet souls that cannot miss thee. Oh, then we humbly ask thee, will thou bring them, will thou draw them to Bethlehem, through the valleys, over the mountains? Thou knowest what a questions there can be, and that they may be brought to the manger, and to cast a glimpse upon the Christ child. His name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins, that they may experience the burden of sin fallen off, to be given to thank and praise thee for thy wonderful gift of thy dear Son, because this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And then it is so needful for thy true children that each time by renewal that they may be given to return to the manger, and that new light may shine upon and in the manger, that they may see and behold matters that they have never seen and experienced before. Oh, such a full salvation declared. But then it is also necessary for thy children that they are brought from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, oh, to understand the manger aright. Then it needs to be placed at the foot of the cross, Wilt thou so guide, lead, instruct, encourage, comfort thy children by thy dear Spirit? Cause thy light and thy truth to shine forth, and then indeed it shall be a special and an unforgettable day. Lord, do it then for thy honor and for thy glory, where thou hast not only sent thy Son to merit salvation, but in the state of his exaltation at thy right hand, to apply that salvation. May then the King please to pour out those heavenly graces in a rich measure upon us and our children, for the first time but by renewal, and impress it upon many a heart. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, how dead in sins and trespasses. If thou doth not look us up, we are forever lost and forever undone, lying under thy wrath. And if not saved forever and forever, may the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, it was the set time with the birth of thy dear Son to favor thy Zion. Then thou hast fulfilled the promises for the old church. They have been fulfilled completely and truly. May it be encouragement for thy church. We commend unto thee a father and mother who by renewal have been blessed with a little child, a little son, and may also be included in that number. For wherefore thou wast sent thy dear Son, may the prayers be multiplied to that end, that he may be one for thee. Grant unto the parents a broken and a humble heart, a contrite heart under thy goodness. Wilt thou strengthen the mother? We commend unto thee the grandparents, an increased blessing and an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them and gladden them in due time with thy divine deeds? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, a family circle who was called upon in this week to bring a dear father, husband, grandfather to the cemetery. Oh, do uphold and remember the widow, wilt thou strengthen, and that the calling may be sanctified. We commend unto thee our Bethesda, also a mourning family, another empty place. Wilt thou remember all of our elderly ones, those in the care home and those that may still go in and out? Oh, when they are still unsaved, do grant them that one thing needful, and may the callings of death, may they be sanctified. We remember the sick and the afflicted, those with serious diseases under the doctor's care, different circumstances, many fears and many worries. Then we commend them all unto thee. Oh, do grant a place at thy footstool, where they may be given to sigh and to cry. Remember the handicapped ones. Do remember the crosses and all the burdens. And Lord, when in our family circles, also on this day, when there are no empty places, when there are no sore troubles and griefs, may we be given to appreciate one another. May we be given to see thy hand therein. Oh, do remember the family circles with those empty places, where they are so felt and seen from day to day. May out of that mourning and other mourning be born. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help. Wilt thou open thy testimony, open our mouth, open our hearts. May thy word go forth with power divine. Oh, do make room for that precious child in our hearts. That is the one thing needful. As we come closer to the end of another year, it all preaches to us that we have no remaining city, that we are traveling to eternity. Lord, remember everything that we forget. Bless what stands in need of thy blessing. Pardon us of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 2. Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence, redemption unto us made known. And what follows? Today there is one collection for our Calvin Christian School. Psalter 448, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the first 7 verses of Luke 2, and we shall read the verses 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our text words speak of the marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. With 4 thoughts, in the first place, the time for Bethlehem. Secondly, the way to Bethlehem. Thirdly, the reception of Bethlehem. And in the fourth place, the gift of Bethlehem. The marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The time for Bethlehem. The way to Bethlehem. The reception of Bethlehem. And the gift of Bethlehem. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted by renewal unto us and our children that we may come together in God's house where the church of old has set a day apart that we may especially meditate upon the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ as such an incomprehensible wonder. We read in John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but of everlasting life." If the Lord had not sent a great army of angels with swords to slay all the inhabitants of the earth, that would be understandable. Then, boys and girls, think of it. When there would be 2 countries at war, and that the one country has inflicted much damage upon another king and a country, and then if that king would send his army in the way of revenge, that would be understandable. But if that king now had one little son, and he would send his little son in the midst of those enemies, then surely we would be given to marvel, and then we would be given to ask, what meaneth this, that the king whom we have offended, inflicted much damage, dishonored, that he has not sent his sword, but he sent his own little son? Then many questions would arise in our heart. And then, congregation, then we also do well in this morning hour to ask, what meaneth this, that the Father was willing to send his Son into the world, a world at enmity with God and everything that pertains thereto, and that he has sent his son in such humble circumstances, surely that is something to say, and that is now the wonder of Bethlehem, because in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is declared glad tidings for all nations, for all peoples, thus young and old, that is the only hope for us and our children. But shall it be well, then by the work of the Holy Spirit, a room needs to be made in our heart for that precious child. And now when we consider the birth of Jesus Christ in the stable in Bethlehem, then we see the work of the Holy Ghost, which we find recorded in chapter 1, that Christ was conceived by the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And then we see the Father, because he has given and sent his Son, and then the Son was born. And now our first point, the time for Bethlehem, then it was the Lord's time, it was a sovereign time, it was an appointed time, it was a decreed time, where we read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, who knoweth the end from the beginning, the times from ancient times, saying, my counsel shall stand, and the Lord shall do all his good pleasure. And in Acts 15 verse 8, that known unto God, all it is all known from eternity. But it was not only the decree time, it was also the promise time. And that is encouragement for the true church of God, that he is the God of truth, and that he shall certainly fulfill what he has promised in the life of his true people. Not one word shall fall to the earth, but it is at the Lord's time, in the Lord's way, where we read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways are different than our times. Oh, it was awaited for time, since the mother promise in Genesis 3, verse 15, then it is implied that already Eve, with the birth of her first boy, who she has called Cain, that there was a certain expectation, that it was the promised son, because she has said, I have received him from Jehovah. Lamech, with the birth of Noah, has declared that he shall be one that comforts us concerning the work of our hands. In Genesis 12, verse 3, that seed, wherein all the nations would be blessed. Leah, when she has received a Judah, she was given to praise the Lord. Jacob on his deathbed, in Genesis 48, 49, verse 18, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. And David in 2 Samuel 7, where the Lord has told him that the Lord would make him a house. And the prophets have also declared, spoken so richly of the coming Messiah. Then further, it was a dark time, because the Romans have taken possession of the land of Israel in B.C. 63, and it is true, Caesar Augustus has still given the Israelites special privileges, certain freedoms concerning their religion. Thus, in that way, the scepter was departing, but it had not fully departed. It was the favor time of the Lord, as we read in Psalm 102, verse 13. On the other hand, it was also a blessed time, because after 400 years after the prophet Malachi, then in Luke 1, verse 65, we read that there were, and fear came on all that dwell round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. Then Zacharias received the vision in the temple, the young virgin Mary, a visit by the angel Gabriel concerning that she would become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph has also received a visit, as Zacharias and Mary, for 3 months, a communion with heaven and communion with one another. Thus the Lord was remembered as Zion, with special tokens of his favor. What an encouragement that grants for the church. How different it is when the church becomes world conformed, when sin is sin no longer. And now the favor time of the Lord, then there could be none that could withstand it. But then the promise would be fulfilled. Our second thought, the way to Bethlehem. Then Joseph and Mary, they have dwelt in Nazareth, expecting their firstborn, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now the Israelites, that is clearly written in God's word, that the rulers and the people that they knew, that the promised Messiah, that he would be born in Bethlehem. In Matthew 2, when the wise men have come to Jerusalem seeking for the child, then Herod has called the Pharisees and scribes and inquired, and then they have answered the king out of Micah 5, verse 2, that he would come out of Bethlehem Ephrathah, who would be a ruler over Israel, whose goings have been of old and from everlasting. We read in John 7, verse 42, when there was a discussion among the people whether Jesus was truly the Christ, then they have also stated that Christ must be born in Bethlehem. And then we can understand that for a Joseph and a Mary, and what a blessing that is when husband and wife may be given to speak of spiritual things, heart to heart. And now the time came closer that the child shall be born, and still living in Nazareth. And then maybe our boys and girls think, but then it is not so difficult. Then Joseph and Mary, then you must go to Bethlehem. Oh, what a grace that Joseph and Mary had. An Abram with the promised child, has taken in Hagar to help the Lord. But Joseph and Mary, they have waited, they have prayed, they have remained in Nazareth, and yet the time came closer and closer, and no solution. And the Lord has a people upon the earth where those matters are not all strange matters. How a Joseph and a Mary must have prayed, how they must have spoken, has the Lord not forgotten to be kind? Oh, then they were given to reflect upon what the angel has told Mary and Joseph, that she would be the mother. Oh, what a privilege, what it may be confirmed, which it was in the life of Joseph. But now the wonderful providence of the Lord, I read in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice, and also in Proverbs 21 verse 1, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of waters. He turneth it whithersoever he willeth. And then it is simply written in this chapter, and it came to pass in those days, those were the days of fulfillment, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This Caesar was born in B.C. 63 and reigned from B.C. 27 to A.D. 14. Has done much for prosperity in the country, has built road bridges, has also stated when he came on the throne, he found Rome built of stone and he has left it in marble. And now it is written that the king has made a decree that all the world, what we read, all the world, that is all his empire, that it should be taxed. It was actually an enrollment that they would be registered, where in due time the king would impose a tax upon them. And then in that decree concerning Israel it was written that the family circles must register in the city where their forefathers were born. Then our boys and girls can understand it, that Caesar Augustus did not know about Joseph and Mary, and that the Lord Jesus Christ needed to be born in Bethlehem. Could have been different reasons. Israel, many times numbered the people for war. David has done it in the way of pride. And here it is written, does not mean that pride was excluded, we leave it lie, but that Caesar Augustus, with the desire that the coffers would be enriched, that people would be taxed. And then we see the wonderful providence of the Lord. Also concerning the rulers of the earth. It's also encouragement for our day, where there is so much that discourages, but that with everything that takes place, that the Lord reigns, as we read in the Psalms, and that he directs it to a certain end, of course, never the author of sin, and all for the purpose of all purposes, that his church may be gathered. And that is so needful for us and our children, that we may be included in that blessed number. And then the messengers have went forth because the king's business requires haste. I read in 1 Samuel 21 verse 8, then the messengers had went forth, that all the people of Israel, that they must go to the city of their forefathers and be enrolled. And they tell us the Romans were very strict, that they had to enroll not only the persons, the families, but all their goods, what they owned. And when a false statement was made, that they would be severely punished and all their goods taken. Oh, then for a Joseph and Mary. When the messenger has come to their dwelling, then it was a Joseph and a Mary. Millions of people. But a Joseph and a Mary, they knew what the purpose was of this decree. And so it can also be in the life of the church. Special providential circumstances that a soul knows the reason. And now Joseph and Mary, they had to travel a long way from Bethlehem to Nazareth, 130 kilometers, of course, not straight roads as we have them, so even further, and then to travel in such a condition. But when faith may be an exercise, Paul has written to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who hath delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, trust that he will yet deliver. Oh, then for a Joseph and Mary, then cannot be different, it is not all written. But then with all the difficulties, oh, that a Joseph has perhaps said, Mary, shall the Lord now do a half work? Shall he now incline the heart of Caesar Augustus to make that decree that we must come to Bethlehem? And shall he not bring us there? When faith is an exercise, then we may look over mountains and there are no impossibilities. Of course, when unbelief has the upper hand, then it becomes different. And so they have traveled hills and valleys, and the Lord has brought them to Bethlehem. Are their souls dwelling in Nazareth? Are there souls that understand what it is to dwell in Nazareth? Because in Nazareth, then there was an expectant Mary with exercises, then it all becomes different in the life of a mother. And now when the Lord works by his Spirit, then we receive those holy exercises. and then it is needful. Paul has written to the Galatians of a church that was travailing to bring forth. And now those souls learn that in the Nazareth of their heart and their existence can come no good thing. Those travailing souls in Nazareth learn that they can never save themselves. But now it is needful that by the Spirit that they are led from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And on that way, what a riddles and what a questions. All times when they may come on a hill, perhaps see it afar off. And another time when they come into the valley, that they see nothing of it. But the Lord draws those souls with love. Tis the work of the Spirit not to leave them in that Nazareth, but it is the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart of those travailing souls for that blessed Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born in the manger of Bethlehem. And then all the Israelites, they have given heed to the decree of Caesar Augustus. Undoubtedly many thoughts have multiplied, because we read that to the voice of the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord, calling them to repent, that they did not hearken. But now they did hearken. And we read in Malachi 3 that they have withheld their tithes, that they have robbed God, and now they soon would be forced to pay their taxes, not for the temple service, but for the Roman Empire. And then we can understand that it was a busy time, that the people have crisscrossed, the one to this city, another to another city. But Joseph and Mary, they were on their way to Bethlehem, where is our journey to congregation. Have we been given by the grace of God to set our faces Zionward, and that we need the child of Bethlehem, or are we still traveling another way? And now Joseph and Mary have come to Bethlehem ready to be delivered, because we read in verse 6, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that ye should be delivered. Let us first sing Psalter 363, the three stanzas. Unto God our Savior, sing a joyful song. Wondrous are his doings, for his arm is strong. And what follows? 263, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The time for Bethlehem, the way to Bethlehem, and now thirdly, the reception of Bethlehem. And then we read, because there was no room for them in the inn. Of course, it was a busy time. Many have come to Bethlehem, but undoubtedly, if they had been richer, they would have received a place. Of course, that people in Bethlehem did not know Joseph and Mary. And those souls that come from Nazareth are still with no solution. How quiet they can be in the land. The temporal believer, they are given to speak so quickly. But many times for the true church, of course, not always when the Lord grants an encouragement. Oh, we may be sure that in their home, that Joseph and Mary have sung the praises of the Lord for his wonderful providence with the decree of the Caesar Augustus. That people in Bethlehem, they could plead ignorance. That is not what we can do. We have the scriptures, been taught from our youth. Then we can never say that we have not heard of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the purpose why he is coming, the callings, the invitations, that we cannot say. And of course, and concerning the works of the devil, much we do not understand, much that we cannot comprehend, but then we can understand for 4,000 years the devil has tried to hinder the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pharaoh was cast the little boys into the river. Athaliah has tried to destroy the royal seed, Eve and her grandchildren. And now Christ would be born. And then the devil shall do his best that it shall remain hidden, that it shall not be spread abroad. Nevertheless, no room for them, for the child in the inn. That Bethlehem, they were awful people, right, boys and girls? No room for a young, expectant mother. We would think they would have at least done their utmost, seeing there was a need. And that they said, Joseph and Mary, the inn is full, but oh, we find a little place for you. But that has not happened. But how is it now with us concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is our heart so crowded and so full with the riches, materialism, the busyness of life, even maybe sinful addictions, that there is room for much, but that there is not room for the Lord and for a service, and even less room for his dear son. That is the picture of the natural heart, that we make time and we live in a busy time, but that we make time for all the other necessities, but that we do not have so much time to seek the Lord. And Romans 8 verse 7, the carnal heart is enmity against the Lord. But is that now really the difficulty? No time. And it is true. Fathers with their daily bread cost a lot to raise a family. Mothers in the busyness of the family circle, then it can be that the thought often goes, if I only had a little more time. And it is true, we are called to be diligent, but is that now the main difficulty? No time? Or is it something else? What do you think, congregation? Is it no time? And it is true, after a heavy day's work, then there can be much weariness. We are not an angel. That there is much weariness of the body and of the mind, difficult to focus. But is now really the main point no time? Or is it something else? Or is it no desire? That we have not a desire after the things of the Lord, that we feel not the true need, and therefore no room in the midst of all his goodness, all the midst of his callings in so many different times, maybe even sometime, like a Felix in Acts 24, when I have a more convenient season, then I will call for thee. And now when Mary and Joseph, they have come to Bethlehem, and they received the place, and that was in a stable. And what a rich preaching that is for poor seeking sinners. Because when the Lord works, then we do find time, congregation. It's true, sometimes we wish we had a little more time. But then we do find time to seek the Lord and his righteousness. Oh, then many prayers are sent up, even during our work. But now when the Lord works, when the Spirit works in the heart of a soul, and then there shall be a separation from the world, shall be seen in all ways that we can no longer serve two masters. Because Christ has said in the Sermon on the Mount, by the fruit ye shall know them, then that people cannot serve two masters, and when they can, then they need to put a question mark, a big question mark, whether the Lord has ever begun. It is true, God's people could fall in sin. Nevertheless, Christ in the Sermon on the Mount at the end, by their fruit ye shall know them. And now, what are the exercises of those seeking souls in Nazareth? Then they desired the favor and the communion of the Lord. And because they have learned the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that sin causes separation, and that brings them under the curse and under wrath. And on account of the love shed abroad in the heart, that is that saving love that the Spirit grants to the true child of God, then they experience that separation that is so bitter. And then what do they do? Boys and girls can even understand it. Then they try to take everything out of the way that brings that separation and that increases the wrath of God upon them, because they need the Lord. And then they become very busy, because then they need to make their heart as an inn where the Lord may dwell and where Christ may be born. And then how strenuous their labors are. And at the beginning, perhaps some hope that it shall be so. But Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. And then how distressed those souls can become, that they experience that their heart is not that beautiful inn where the Lord may dwell, but that it is a stable of unclean beasts. Oh, that evil within, what a tears and what a sorrow that grants. The Spirit teaches His church that it is grace and grace alone. Are there a few souls in my midst? And how is it now going with your inn? Maybe times hopeful, but oftentimes discouraged, and maybe in this morning, this only becoming less, worse. I am afraid that it shall never become a beautiful and clean inn where such a holy, spotless God may dwell and where Christ may be born. Ah, then what a precious gospel in this morning. All seeking souls, Church of God, because concerning the birth of Christ, need that first revelation. But each time by renewal, the child of God, what a privilege and what a blessing it is when more light, brighter light may shine in that manger of Bethlehem, according to their several needs, because it is the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart of His people for a new benefit, a new discovery concerning the wonderful things of salvation. And now we read in our text, oh, that grants hope for seeking souls that cannot live without the Lord, as seeking souls with that heavenly high debt, that He was not born in an inn, but that He was born in a manger. And then in this morning, then we may say, what a fillip has said to Nathanael, come and see. The gift in Bethlehem. And then we read, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. What a humiliation. The Creator of the heavens and of the earth has declared in Psalm 50, every beast of the forest is mine, cattle upon 1,000 mountains, and that he was wrapped in strips of clothing. All people of God, see him then. The Son of God has been wrapped in our original and actual sins, that he would forgive them. Oh, then he was born the light of the world, as we read in John 8, verse 12, that he was born in a dark stable. For the Son of God, no boys and girls, when you receive a baby brother or sister, then there is a crib waiting, a place where that child may be laid, but not for Christ, no room upon the earth. He was laid in a manger, then in that way, that he may merit those eternal mansions for his church. The gift of the Father, which the Father has freely given for a purpose so holy, the glory of God and the salvation of the church, O Church of God. Then in the manger of Bethlehem, then we may see him lie, the church's Emmanuel, God with us. There the Son of Righteousness lieth, who has come with healing in his wings. There he is as the bread of life, because Bethlehem means bread house. He has come down as the bread of life, and we're especially at the end of his life, that bread would be broken. There lies the Lamb of God who would be slain. There lies the morning star, the Lord our righteousness, the express image of the Father. There lies him in whom is a full and free salvation. And then for the child of God, for the church, need to be led from step to step, then it is already necessary that the manger with the Christ child is placed at the foot of the cross, because to that purpose he has come, to suffer and die, and that his church may be saved. And to that end, it is needful for the child of God that they are brought from Nazareth to Bethlehem, but also that they are brought to Jerusalem, that they may behold the Christ child, the precious gift of God. And how is it now with that gift, congregation? What does it mean to us? I read in Hebrews 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? With the born Christ, we cannot remain the same. 2 Corinthians 2, the verses 15 and 16, a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Then concerning that precious gift, to know it with our mind, maybe with some emotion, conviction, that is also too short. We need the saving work of the Holy Spirit to become a lost sinner, to experience no fruit from this tree ever impossible, that our heart can be a fitting place and end for the Lord Jesus Christ to be born. The church learns that they are saved as a lost sinner, and then how precious he becomes. And then for the church, so needful to be led further, deeper, what a privilege it is. What new light may shine in that manger, that they may be given to behold the matter, the riches thereof, which they have never seen before. Oh, then in the manger lies him of whom the psalmist has said in Psalm 45, verse 2, that he is fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon his lips. And over that stable, oh, what precious invitations for needy and poor people. Do we not read in Isaiah 45, verse 22, of a people, even at the ends of the earth, where it seems that they are so far away from Bethlehem? And do we not read that precious invitation? And those invitations have an address, Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Oh, in our text words it is declared, and that is for the whole congregation, where the angel came and said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Do you hear, congregation? So no one can say that it is not possible. But now what does the true seeking soul, the church of God, needs? And not only needs, desire a confirmation, and desire to taste that sweet communion. They desire the 11th verse, for unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We read that the Apostle Paul has written in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Our Lord, may it please thee to grant the application. Who was able to declare the need for the child, but also the riches of that child, where in him lies a full and a free salvation for poor and needy sinners. Lord, wilt thou watch over us in this day, return us in this evening hour, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 200, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Christ shall have dominion over land and sea. Earth's remotest regions shall his empire be, and what follows. Consistory wishes to announce that the 2025 North American General Mission Calendar and the Canadian Lord's Day Association Daily Diary are at the exit, 200, 1, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.